Good morning. I'd like to present the results from a meta-analysis we did, where we asked the question: what is the effect of mineral fertilizer, nitrogen fertilizer, on the microbial biomass and microbes in general in annual cropping systems as compared to grassland, permanent grassland? And nitrogen fertilizer can have a lot of different effects on soil microorganisms. Here's just a short list of the effects you often or most often find in the literature, but this list could be much longer. On the negative side, nitrogen fertilizer may increase the ionic strength of the soil solution. It may also increase ammonia concentration, so it could lead to toxicity. In the long term, ammonia and urea fertilizer decrease pH due to nitrification. And urea temporarily, the hydrolysis of urea increases soil pH at least locally. So all of that could have a negative effect on microorganisms. Then nitrogen fertilizer also can change the plant community, can change the quality of plant residue, which may be positive or negative depending on the system. The fertilizer, of course, increases plant growth. So that means we have more residue, more carbon available. That should be positive. And in cases where microorganisms may be limited by nitrogen, the increased nitrogen availability may also have a positive effect on the microorganisms. A couple of years ago, Kate Scow and I did a meta-analysis where we looked at long-term trials in agricultural systems. And there we found that fertilization had a positive effect on soil microorganisms, the microbial biomass, and also on soil organic carbon. And when we looked at the ratio between microbial biomass and total soil organic carbon, we found that's on the right, that fertilization had a slightly positive effect. And that's the y-axis, and x-axis is the control. And we thought, well, if fertilizer had a negative effect, let's say if it were toxicity, then we would actually expect the ratio to be much lower. And we didn't see that, with two exceptions. The black diamonds are from two trials with anhydrous ammonia, and there we did see that negative effect. But we only had two trials with anhydrous ammonia, so a very small sample size, and not enough to make conclusions about it. So our results kind of made sense, but still we were somewhat surprised, because other meta-analyses in natural ecosystems found mainly a negative effect of fertilizer on soil microorganisms. So here just the results of two of the studies. Tresseder in 2008, they looked at mainly natural ecosystems. They found a significant reduction in microbial biomass when nitrogen was added to the ecosystem. The same by Liu and Griever in 2010. They looked at different forests, ecosystems and grasslands, and also found a negative effect. So we were wondering, why is that? Is it because agricultural systems are just different, or is it because we focused only on long-term trials in our first study? So we went back to the literature and looked for field trials with annual crops, but we excluded paddy rice systems, and also field trials in permanent grassland. And what we wanted to do is to look at the difference between an unfertilized control and treatments with mineral fertilizer. So these were the two treatments, the minimum number of treatments we expected from these studies. Then we did a meta-analysis. And we include, for trials where we had different data sets or different publications, we only included one, so that the different observations were independent of each other. And at the effect size, we used the natural logarithm of the response ratio. And the response ratio is just the ratio between the microbial biomass in the fertilized treatment divided by the microbial biomass in the control. About 200 studies met our criteria. 54 of them were in permanent grassland, and about 150 studies in annual crops. They were all across the world, but most of the studies were in North America, Europe, India, and China. this table, I present the mean, the median, and the range of different study characteristics. Let's just focus on the mean. In the sampling depth, on average in grassland, was about 11 centimeters. So most studies in both ecosystems sampled between 5 and 20 centimeters. The sampling depth in annual crops was a bit deeper, on average 16 centimeters. The duration in grassland was 9 years, and we had a larger proportion of long-term trials in agriculture crops, so the average duration was 27 years. And nitrogen application rates on average were about 120 kilograms per hectare per year in grassland, and in annual cropping systems 155. And we saw a wide range of nitrogen application rates, but the highest application rates were in systems with double crops, so these 600 kilograms per hectare and year were with two crops a year. The results, when we looked at microbial biomass, most of the studies used the chloroform fumigation extraction or incubation method. In permanent grassland, across all studies, we found a significantly negative effect. So the addition of nitrogen fertilizer reduced the microbial biomass. On the other hand, in annual crops, we saw a significant increase. And in both systems, the effect became more pronounced over time. So in studies with a duration of less than 5 years, the effects were not significant, but became more dominant in long-term studies, or studies with more than 5 years. And we see that too here. The response ratio is the vertical axis, and the duration from left to right. And there's a lot of scatter, but the regression lines for both systems, the slope of the regression line was significantly different from zero. The soil organic carbon also increased in both ecosystems. In grassland, it was really small, from an average of 27.5 grams per kilogram to 28. In annual crops, the overall soil organic carbon was lower, and the increase, relative and absolute, was a bit higher. pH decreased slightly. In the control in grassland, it was 6.1. It dropped to 5.7 when grasslands were fertilized. In annual crops, from 6.4 to 6.3. We also looked at the microbial community composition, and most studies we included there, or no, all of the studies we included, looked at phospholipid fatty acids. And most of the studies, when they looked at microbial community composition, they found a significant difference between the control and the fertilized treatments. But overall, in a meta-analysis, we couldn't find any trends. And one reason, certainly, that the number was small. In both ecosystems, we had some 15 or less studies we could include. The variability is large. The use of marker PLFAs is not standardized, and especially for bacteria, people use different marker PLFAs, so that may have affected our results. And there are a lot of interactions between management and the environmental conditions, and with the small sample size, we couldn't really tease that out and see when do we see a certain effect and when do we see another effect. So overall, we couldn't find any effect on the microbial community composition with fertilization. So our conclusions were, in annual crops, most likely with nitrogen fertilizer, we increase crop production. That means we have more residue input. With more residue, we have more carbon available for soil microorganisms, so that results in an increase in the microbial biomass. In the short term, that may also be the same in grasslands, but in the long term, our most likely hypothesis was that nitrogen input decreases plant species richness and diversity, and that may have a negative effect on the microbial biomass. I have to say here, we based this hypothesis on studies, or we found a lot of studies where they showed that nitrogen input decreases plant species richness, and we found a lot of studies that showed that a lower plant species diversity or richness decreases microbial biomass. But we found only a handful, or not even a handful, of studies that looked at both effects together. So we had to piece that together, and we would still, for definite proof, we would need more data from studies that look at both plants and microorganisms in fertilized and unfertilized systems. Our study also showed that the interactions between plants and microorganisms are complex and diverse, and it's really important for these cases to have long-term studies available, because in the short term you often don't see a clear trend or a clear response. So we only saw good response in studies that were carried out for 5 years or longer, and below that we didn't see much of an effect. We tested other hypotheses too to see what could have caused these differences. We looked at roots, the effect of nitrogen on roots, but some studies find that nitrogen increases root biomass, others find that it decreases root biomass, but overall we couldn't really see a difference, or we couldn't find that annual crops respond differently than permanent crops. So we had to reject that hypothesis. We were also thinking, well, probably grasslands are like no-till systems, so all the residues accumulate on top, so probably only the top few inches see a positive effect, and below that it's negative. But we couldn't see any correlation between the effects of fertilizer on microorganisms and the depth of sampling. So we also had to reject that hypothesis, or at least it wasn't supported by our data. So the interactions between plant community, fertilizer and microbial biomass was the most likely hypothesis we found that can explain the differences between these two cropping systems or the ecosystems. So, thank you very much for your attention, and I'd also like to thank the California Department of Food and Agriculture and the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences for funding our research. Yes?
Was there an overall difference in biomass quantity between the annual crops and grasslands?
Yes, it was higher in grasslands.
By a large extent?
Yes, total organic carbon was about twice as high, and I think microbial biomass was probably the same. The ratio between soil organic carbon and microbial biomass was very similar between the two ecosystems. So yes, much more microbial biomass in grasslands and soil organic matter as well. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, my follow-up was, do you feel like you didn't see as much a response in grassland because of the initial carbon and microbial biomass pools were higher?
So whether we saw the response because carbon was higher, we didn't see a decrease in soil organic carbon with nitrogen addition, actually a small but not significant increase. So no, I didn't find anything that would support that hypothesis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.